CWI Roundup. The Committee for a Workers International, CWI, is a socialist international organization to which the Socialist Party in England and Wales is affiliated. CWI members here in Britain, those in other countries are involved in workers' struggles and developing socialist ideas in order to fundamentally change society. Below are a few examples of this work. More reports and socialist analysis can be read on socialistworld.net. Nigeria. Abby Trotsky of the Democratic Socialist Movement, CWI, Nigeria, faces 4 cases against him in separate courts. Abby suffered regular arrest and detention throughout 2019 for supporting Samil food workers' win pay rises and other improvements in conditions in 2018. In one trial against him, he has even been denied his choice of legal representation. But Abby is defiant. And the protests outside the trials will continue. South Africa. The government's expanded public works program gets workers to do jobs in the public sector, but without permanent contracts or decent pay. Some earn as little as £105 a month. Gauteng Workers Forum, an initiative of the Marxist Workers' Party, CWI, South Africa, has organized 5 mass meetings demanding permanent contracts and decent pay. The biggest meeting so far was in Soweto, where 400 attended on the 27th of January. Nearly 200 workers came to the Boy Patang meeting, led by Marxist Workers' Party member, Executive Lungisani Makwevho, and over 100 to the meeting at Carletonville Hospital. NUPSOR Trade Union is now working with the Workers' Forum. They are jointly organizing a protest march at President Cyril Ramaphosa's State of the Nation address to a joint sitting of the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces on the 13th of February. The Marxist Workers' Party has already produced 3 bulletins for the forum. Germany. 150 activists participated in the launch of a new network for fighting unions on the 26th of January. This initiative was the result of collaborative work between SOL, CWI Germany, and other activists, and included representatives of important recent worker struggles, including Amazon. France. Strikes and demonstrations organized by France's trade union movement are continuing, in order to press back against the Macron government's attacks on workers' pensions. See socialistparty.org.uk for eyewitness reports, the main planks of which are still going through the National Assembly. The Le Havre demonstration on the 24th of January, in which CWI members participated, was huge. Here, Val d'Isigny High School students joined in. They built a human chain to protest the imposition of unfair university and trans exams. Teachers, furious at job cuts, surrounded the academic inspection building. Ireland. A protest in Ballybrigan in Dublin successfully disrupted the election rally of the far-right racist Anti-Corruption Ireland. One of the speakers was prevented from getting into the meeting. The CWI Ireland leaflet called for a united trade union and working class struggle for jobs and homes, and against cuts, poverty and racism. CWI Ireland member Cara Daniel addressed the protest. She said Ballybrigan has a proud record of pushing back against racism. She blamed big landlords, property developers and capitalist TDs, MPs, in the Dáil, Parliament, for the housing crisis, and called on young people and workers to get together and fight for socialism.